Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're catching up with Marquette King, of course, the all-pro NFL punter, and he's now the music man. He is the music man. Marquette, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just living it up, living the dream, you know?
Where are we talking to you from today?
I'm in Vegas.
Oh, you are in Vegas?
Yes, sir. Where all the action's happening.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So the teams that you played for, the Raiders and the Broncos, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I know. But at the same time, I hate it playing against y'all. I hate it coming out there and playing against y'all. That's a different kind of stadium to play in.
It's a kingdom, man. It's that Chiefs kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think every punt return that y'all had, everybody started going bananas. And it was like, dang.
So what do you think? What do you think this weekend?
I think the Chiefs are going to take it, though. The Chiefs have always been a sharp team. And the head coach that y'all have, he's really good at what he does. So I think y'all got it.
Hey, you know, as a punter, and I've known a couple of punters, you know, Tommy Townsend's a great punter. I go back to the Chiefs.
He's real good.
Yeah, I go back to the Chiefs when they weren't winning. One of my best friends, Louis Aguiar, who punted for the Chiefs, back when the punters didn't get any money.
Yeah. Yeah. Minimum wage.
You made some jack, man.
Yeah, I was blessed, man. I was in a blessed situation. And, I don't regret nothing I did in my career. I had so much fun. And, yeah.
That's cool. We're talking to Marquette King here on the National Defense. Hey, so, you know, the NFL is so closely tied to veterans and the military. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. You've probably had a lot of chances to interact with the military and veterans, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. I play in a celebrity softball game every year in Dallas, Texas. His name is TK, so he coordinates everything, but he does a really good job of creating a whole environment for all of the Army veterans and everything. So that's a fun time, getting a chance to hear their stories and stuff. Like, have a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, every veteran has a story, and it usually takes about an hour.
It take a minute now. You gotta sit there. And,
that's right.
Yeah, it takes time. But it's so much respect, though.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your music, man. So I just finished watching your video, Sweet Tea. Did you do the casting for that?
I had another guy do the casting for it. He's in Austin, Texas.
Can I do the casting next time?
All right, do it.
You got some lovely ladies in that video.
Oh, yeah. Some little country girls, yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, well, when you talk about Sweet Tea, you got to have those smooth country girls. That's a great song, man. I mean, you're the real deal.
I appreciate you. I'm from Georgia, so like it was pretty cool and kind of easy to come up with some idea of creating a little bopper for people that's from the mid or from the boondocks.
Well, I was just going to say, how did you get into that? Because I think you started writing even when you were playing, right?
Yeah, I started making music when I was playing, but I started a while ago when I was in high school, so that's when I made most of my beats and stuff. But yeah, I decided to dial back into it, and it worked out. I enjoyed doing it too.
Man, the music business, as it compares to the NFL football business, just as tough, I'll bet.
It's different. It's definitely different. It's a whole different world compared to football, but I'm enjoying it because it's a different challenge.
Yeah, and you know, to break into that space where your music is, there's so much competition out there and so many people that are doing the same thing. What sets you apart from all the others out there?
I think the thing that sets me apart is me focused on being the best version of myself. I enjoy it. It's the same thing with football. Just being the best version of myself, I don't really see much competition. So I think that's the thing that helps a lot.
Well, we knew you already had the moves because you had some crazy moves after you would punt. I mean, you were like the only punter out there that would dance around and had his own signature kind of thing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it. I kicking a ball for like hours throughout the week and not having much else to do, like, you got to find some way to make it fun. And I've always been a fun person with it.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, it used to be where, I think it's changed a little bit now, where the putters and the kickers would stand way down from the rest of the team. And but I think it's a different deal now, don't you?
It's definitely different. I mean, it's 2024, so, like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. What was your toughest game? Can you tell us about your toughest game?
My toughest game was when we played against the Philadelphia Eagles on Christmas Day, 2016, I think. It was the coldest game I ever played in. The ball was hard to kick. It was real windy. And I knew it was a tough game because my parents stayed throughout the whole game. But this game right here, they left at halftime. So I knew that was a tough game.
And now you're living in Arizona now, is that right?
Yep. The weather's way nicer. Oh, I love it out there.
Hey, how's your golf game?
My golf game's pretty good. I feel like it's similar with kicking a ball. So it's okay. Like, if I was to be a little more consistent with it, I'd be a lot better. So,
because you play in that David Ortiz celebrity.
Yeah, that was fun. That was super fun. I think my max amount of drinks is two. Once I hit two drinks, I can't go over that or my golf game goes to the trash. So I got to be real careful.
Listen, I had a golf buddy of mine one time when he was younger that he had a beer a hole and shot a 67.
What, a beer a hole? Yes. Yeah. That's a lot of drinking. That's so like, damn.
It's amazing you can even stand up, much less shoot a 67.
By the time you get to 18, that's a lot of beer.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Marquette King here on the National Defense. So can you envision yourself at some point performing at the Super Bowl halftime?
I think I can see it. I think I can definitely see it. And I hope one day the NFL gets to the point to where they help players and stuff that do things outside of football to, right. I don't know, to be bigger with what they do outside of football. It'd be super cool if I ever did a halftime show. And I feel like it's a long stretch, but as a musician, as an artist, period, with painting, music, whatever, it's got to be a little bit of insanity to where you know you're the guy, you know you can make it happen. So.
And I feel like with your personality, man, you would bring it. You'd bring something different to the table that other than anything we've ever seen.
Hell yeah, I dance way better than Usher if I practice.
Hey, who do you like out there right now in music?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know what? I like Calvin Harris. I listen to a lot of Calvin Harris, but
Calvin Harris got you started, right?
Yeah, listening to him, listen to his style of music, yeah. But I would say right now, I got to go for the home team because I'm from Georgia, so I think Usher's in his bag. He's got a lot of shows out here in Vegas. Yeah. He's been doing it for months, and everything's finally happening for him, and I'm super excited for him. He's putting on for the hometown.
Now, do you know who Tech N9ne is?
Yeah, I heard of Tech N9ne.
Yeah, so Tech N9ne's out there this week. He's from Kansas City, and he's the real deal.
I heard.
You got to check him out.
No, I heard of his music before. I listened to it sometimes.
And also, you need to check out I think Barry Manilow has a residency out there.
Okay.
Have you heard of Barry Manilow? Check it out.
I never heard of him. Never heard of him.
I can't see you in a Barry Manilow show for some reason. He writes the songs that makes the whole world sing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good influence.
You're a cool dude, Marquette. Hey, listen, man.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for taking the time. Where can we hear more of your music?
You can hear more of my music on all platforms under Marquette King. And, I feel like I got a pretty good variety of music, pop, hip-hop, EDM. I bounce between those three genres just so it doesn't get boring because, that's what I do. But it's on all platforms.
You know, I also like the single, I Can Kick a Ball.
Hey, I like that. I mean, it's basically talking about my career.
That's so, right, man. Oh, it's good. Talk. You got to write about stuff you know, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's so cool, Marquette. Well, enjoy your time in Vegas. Go Chiefs. Thank you so much for the time.
Man. Go Raiders. But okay. Because y'all in the Super Bowl.
One day.
We'll see.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.